You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
Yo. What's the deal? You already know what it is, man. The livest cloud radio show on the planet. Straight from the E-Block Radio Live when you're down right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. It's your boy, man, Q Lewis, holding it down live from the 48205. Man, you know how we do it. Dear Sis Podcast, checking in on IG. What's the deal? Don't forget, if you're checking in on IG, you can pull up on the block, www.eblockradio.com, dog. I'm in the building, man, solo dolo. I think the homie's coming. Not sure, but we got some shit to talk about. Of course, we only on once a week, so we're going to try to get that together for y'all. Got a couple of new segments today, dog. We're going to do a Tubi Movie Monday. Also, we're going to spin the block. What up, though? We're going to spin the block and shit. Give a shout out to some other podcasts and shit. What up, though? What's good? What's up? You brought the lighter today? All right, man. We got action. We got two. All right. I think it's Silly V checking in. What up, though? Yes. Mary J, it's time to, MJ, it's time for us to do something. I've been waiting on you to hop on and shit, dog. Shout out to Jersey in the building and shit, dog. What's popping with you?
Chilling.
All right, we're going to get to this shit in a minute, dog. We got a couple of new segments we go get into, dog. Then, of course, today, you know, we got to talk about motherfucking Melee and Montgomery and shit, dog.
Let's go!
Shit crazy. My nigga Hugh checking in. What up, dog? All right, let's pop off to this first motherfucking segment, dog, that we calling Tubi Movie Monday, dog.
Tubi Movie Monday, dog.
You know what? But
I got one because I watched two of them yesterday. What? Two of them.
Bro. Oh shit! I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah.
But damn, let me go ahead and do the intro all over again since you're here now and shit, dog.
Go ahead.
Let's
do it.
Fucking
ready
to do it.
Let's go.
Yo, you already know what it is, man. The Livest Cloud Radio Show. On the planet
Earth, guys.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live when you dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man, I was about to say Angry Man. He ain't here, though.
Right.
I don't know where Angry Man that shit. Got my man more money in the building,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, Sirski.
And, of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
Let's get to this motherfucking shit, dog. MJ says, crazy. I love our black people. We're going to get into that, dog.
Let's go.
We'll get into that in a minute, dog. First of all, we're going to get to this. And we actually got a little intro for the shit too. It's just a little 6-second intro for the Tubi Movie Monday, dog. Here we go. Let's get to it. Yeah, so we in here, dog. Tubi Movie Monday. So you got one?
Yeah.
Cause I got one too. What if it's the same one? I'm gonna let you go first. Then what's your one, dog? Cause we might be looking at the same shit.
I was watching The Hunter.
I didn't see that.
It's called Hunter.
Yeah, on Tubi.
What?
It's a few,
you know, nameable people in there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They got my man that played in Queen Latifah and Tootie. What's her name? What's the name of that shit, man?
Living Single?
Living Single.
Oh, okay. This nigga said Tootie. I got you.
The lawyer dude, he in there. The black dude.
Okay, man, I got
he
you.
In that motherfucker. It was a few people in there.
But, I'm talking about I'm finna sing. Chantel, what up, though? Chantel in the building, man.
What up, though? Yeah, it was pretty good. And I watched Down For Whatever. I started it and then I fell asleep.
I ain't heard that one.
Down For Whatever. It got old girl Breeze from fucking the football movie.
Got you.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Breeze, the girl that look like a boy. I mean, you know.
Uh-oh, look out now. What are we talking about?
Man, you know who I'm talking about, bro.
Hey, don't forget, if you're on IG Live right now, you can pull up on the block, man. www.eblockradio.com, dog. Pull up and see the whole studio view.
Yes, sir. Hey, but you know who I'm talking about. The motherfucking football movie that's on fucking Netflix right now.
Oh, All-American?
All-American.
Oh, I don't be watching that shit.
His homegirl. She in there. Oh, she okay. In that movie. You know
I don't
what
be
saying?
Watching it. That should be good, though. Telling me to get up on that shit, though.
All-American straight.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't up on that shit, dog.
Yeah, that's straight.
Yeah.
That's why you ain't know what the fuck I was talking about.
Hell no. Nah, I'm like, what? But I am hip, but I just ain't never watched it, though.
Yeah. But she in there and shit. There's a few people in that one, too.
Yeah.
But that one good, too.
Okay, all right. Shout out to them, dog. My Tubi movie selection for Monday, dog. Good Tubi Movie Monday. It is a joint, because you know I be on my Detroit shit though, so it's a joint called God Forgives But I Don't, nigga. Dog, this shit right here, first of all, it's some of the best acting I've seen, you know what I'm saying, in a while. Mm-hmm. Some Detroit Tubi shit. But the storyline just fucking crazy, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I can't really even explain it without getting into it, but I will say this is it. Yeah, damn, what can I say about the shit without giving it away, though? But it's some good acting, dog. A mad little twist at the end that I sort of seen coming, but, like, it was so much other shit going on. It was like, ah, damn, it was the throw-off. But then it just puts you into the... It lets you know, dog. And I feel like this shit could really happen in real life. It lets you know what some people would do for money, bro. Like, yeah. That shit just... Shit just wild. Even if it got something to do with your family, anything, niggas don't give a fuck. Success, everything right. It's a price on that shit, dog. It's fucked up. So, shout out to Janae Black. Shout out to Tanja Ayers, Shoe Lady Productions, man. Shout out to both of them, dog. Did a phenomenal job on that joint, dog. God Forgives, I Don't, dog. That's the joint right there. Shout out to Tubi Movie Mondays, dog. We in that thing. All right, before we get to what we did over the weekend or for the past week, we got one more segment, dog.
Damn, segments.
Yeah, we're going to spin the block real quick, dog. This segment is where we give a shout-out to other podcasters from around the country and shit, dog. Show them a little love, dog. So we getting ready to spin the block real quick. Let's do it.
Spin the block, spin it one more time. All the way, all the way. Got the drop on you, send that side.
That's my shit. I don't even like Future like that. That's my shit, dog. So we about to spin the block down in Alabama, man. Shout out to my man's Jock J, dog. Shout out to the Jock J solo podcast, man.
Why do I know that name?
Because he been riding with us for a long time and shit, dog. So shout out to dog doing his thing down in Alabama, man.
For sure, for sure.
Doing a solo show now. He had a squad at the beginning, but now he moved over to the solo interview style. So that shit is dope. Down in Alabama, man, check out my man's Jock J. That's the Jock J solo podcast, man. Go ahead and check dog out on IG. Jock. I can't even talk, dog. Jock Johnson, nigga. God damn. Why I can't talk? All right, dog. I want to get to the shit for real. But anyway, what's been going on with you, dog? We've been gone for a week. I guess I ain't gonna rush it.
Let's
jump into what's been going on with you, bro.
Not much, bro. We can just cut that. What you been going on with your day? I think we
get
should
straight
just
to the shit.
Period. Shit.
What up, that old nigga ain't ran in the building.
Niggas don't give a fuck about our weekend.
They don't give a fuck. Ain't nothing exciting happening.
Nah. I worked at the fucking air show.
Yeah.
And fucking.
Oh, yeah, I saw the picture and shit. Where was that at?
Waterford.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. How was that shit, though?
Shit was lit. Yeah. It rained, so fucked everything up. So
yeah. I ain't seen the air show since shit. They used to be here.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You bullshit, though. What's been going on with your anger management? Shit, you good?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Loud and clear today and shit. That's what's up. Appreciative. We just go jump to the shit.
Let's go.
All right, fuck it, dog. All right, so let's talk about it, dog. This the thing. If you've been under a rock somewhere and shit, maybe you haven't seen this. But some shit went down in Montgomery on the riverfront, right? So just to give you a little backstory, basically what happened was a security guard working down at the riverfront down in Montgomery. It was a privileged white guy that parked his boat in a place where it wasn't supposed to be docked. So however the conversation went, he was telling the nigga to move and shit. I guess dog didn't really appreciate that shit. Got into a little argument. Some of his homies ran up and shit. And how the song go? Run up to get beat down. That's how that shit happened. We're gonna go to this news report real quick so you can see how they described it. We're gonna take a look at this clip and we'll be right back.
Tonight we're following breaking news near Montgomery's Riverfront Park. A fight beside the river has led to multiple arrests. Welcome to the news at 10. I'm Brady Talbert. A viewer sent us this video, which shows the fight just feet from the water. A witness claims it started because a pontoon boat was blocking the dock where a riverboat was trying to park. You can see more people jumping in as that fight played out. Well, soon after, Montgomery police arrived at the scene. They say a large group of people were involved in this brawl. Our crew saw people in handcuffs. MPD says several people have been detained and any charges are pending tonight. MPD told us about this attack just in the past hour. We're going to keep you updated on this developing story.
Dog, so that's how that shit went down, dog. Did you see the whole video, though?
Yes.
dog swimming across the water on niggas.
Yeah.
Did you see the whole shit? I don't even know where that video, like, I couldn't find that video. I guess the shit be everywhere now.
Like, I seen the whole video of, like, bits and pieces on fucking Tubi and shit. And you put the shit together and shit. But, yeah, I seen the whole video. I think my brother sent it to me first.
Yeah, you know, of course. I don't know how these niggas just always be getting shit.
But like, he ain't on Facebook, YouTube, nothing of that shit. But he sent that shit to me first, and that shit was funny as hell. I'm like, when my man threw up his hat, like, bitch, it's on.
That was the funny part, though.
Or help.
Right, help. I think that's what it was.
Either bitch is on or help.
Motherfucking bat calling that bitch.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah, he threw that bitch in the air. That nigga jumped in that water like, psh. Tell my niggas can't swim. That nigga was on it.
No, I swear to her. First of all, though, do you know how you tired, nigga? You tired.
Mm-hmm.
After swimming. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you swim across a canal, nigga, to jump up and fight a nigga.
And did it, nigga.
And did it. That's a lot of stamina, nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
Little dog was fucking on that shit, bro.
Anyway, dog, let's talk about it, dog. So that shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, dog got jumped and shit, so I think the fight was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to hear y'all take on that shit, dog. Hey, man, what you think about that shit, dog? What you think about the whole fight? Was it worth it? What you think gonna happen after the fact,
bro? Well, a lot of people gonna go to jail.
Yeah.
For some unnecessary shit. Over basically a parking space.
Yeah.
That's, no. I mean, how old are we?
You thought it was unnecessary, though?
To fight, yeah. I mean, what was the point of that?
To stop four motherfuckers from jumping somebody. That's how the fight started.
I mean, the whole start of the fight was unnecessary.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
That's what I'm talking about. That shit. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Seriously, right now.
Right now, I feel.
That was some bullshit.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
Now, what if somebody would have died over basically a parking space? What were we talking about here?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically a parking space. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on now. Motherfuckers too old for that shit.
They are. But shit, motherfucker getting jumped and shit, what we supposed to do?
Well, yeah, fuck that, man. I mean,
after the initial jumping, okay, mm-hmm. I get that. Scrap it out. But my thing is the whole initial fight, period.
Yeah.
What was the point of that shit?
Shit, you know what it is.
What you mean, what was the point of that? I'm confused.
Somebody's privilege being challenged, nigga. That was the point.
Man.
I ain't say it was gonna make sense, but that's how the fight started.
That's what it is, you know.
Somebody's privilege being revoked,
and these and these white people just think they fucking own everything. They own the land, the roads, the world, the water. You
right?
Fuck that. That shit was necessary for me, bro.
Dude,
I ain't gonna lie, though.
Everything, every fight is necessary for you.
Bro. No, I mean, you may be right, but still, but this fight,
may be right.
But this fight was fucking necessary because it was needed. It showed a little bit of unity between us.
It ain't gonna last long. Is that what you about to say?
Yes.
Weak as hell, bro.
Y'all just struck one match. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole book of them bitches. It's a whole book of matches. We struck one match. Yeah. And that right there, though, showed a little bit of unity, bro. And I'm proud of them, though. Like, honestly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a lot of motherfuckers just turn the other cheek. Them niggas didn't turn no cheeks the day they did. They turned the white folks right around. Because that one nigga, when he got walked up to the boat, and he trying to explain himself, cuz stung his ass. I thought he was dead.
He did?
He did.
Hey, but where did the chair come from, though?
The one off the boat.
It came off the
boat. Because the niggas... I see that when it first started.
Niggas came WWE. Hilarious.
Everybody on the boat screaming, move, bitch. Yeah. Get out the way. Everybody on the boat screaming that shit. And they still there sitting and they arguing with this man. You know what I'm saying? And he trying to tell these niggas, like, man, y'all got to fucking move.
You
got to
move that shit. Simple as that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to move. It's just simple what it is. He was doing his fucking job. You know what I'm saying?
That was
But it's killing me how the fucking news didn't even portray none of that shit. They just said, no.
Of course not.
And that's almost kind of my point. Because the punishment ain't going to fit the crime. You know, they're going to throw the book at their motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
You know?
I hope not.
What you mean, I hope not? Nigga, they jaywalk and see what happened. And you black.
I mean, especially
on,
Alabama.
They know all. You done whooped on somebody, so all of a sudden,
obviously.
Look at their motherfucker. And that's the part I'm going to hate.
Obviously, you can't be in the public fighting and shit. I mean, it's against the law and shit. Mm-hmm.
But like I said,
the motherfuckers who started this shit should get more.
Yeah.
Should get more
stop,
time.
Stop.
I mean, they should, though, right?
Stop.
If you start the situation.
Stop, you.
Because at some point, this is defending yourself. So.
Oh, God. You making it worse, bro.
How?
Stop. Just stop.
I mean, you don't think it should be that way? I ain't saying it will be, but I'm saying it should.
It's always,
the motherfucker who start the fight
should. It always should have been that way, but when has it been that way?
It's going to be this way this time, dog. It's called optimism, nigga.
No, it's called reality, motherfucker. You know, Annie, you in Alabama?
Man, fuck that. I would have went to jail for that.
I don't mind if you got to go, you got to go. But my thing is, something that you probably should be in there for 24 hours, you're going to be in that bitch 28 days. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he said 28 days.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But. That's true. And that's what they took that fucking risk.
If them niggas still
they
lie.
Know that shit. They took that.
Bo said, I'm so proud today. Like Joe Clark lead on me proud with Sam got clean.
Hell yeah.
No.
Me too, man. Like yeah, I'm proud because that's good trouble. I understand what you're saying, but that's good trouble.
Somebody need to check on them niggas to see if they're still alive.
Trust me, if them niggas stuck together like that, when this nigga jumped out the boat and swim, they own his ass. And they all was cool with each other because they all worked together. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga, the dock security, all the people in the blue shirts was the fucking employees on the fucking boat.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? That was some fucking unity out your ass. You don't fuck with my homie, dog.
Yeah.
Like, if I see some motherfucking white motherfuckers jumping on you, I'm going to say, oh, no, I might go to jail.
Because this is what you were saying about the...
I expect you to jump in if you see any race of motherfuckers jumping on you.
100%. That's what I'm saying. And these motherfuckers thought that they was like, oh, fuck you guys. We, you know, I'm white. You guys are black. Yeah. This is our shit. You on our land.
Damn, I did spell melee wrong. So what?
No, I mean, I get
whatever,
it.
Whatever, so I can't spell. It.
No, I get it. Trust me, I get it.
100%, bro. Like because I haven't seen no shit like this in a long ass time.
You say, wow, if that doesn't prove that black people can work together, then I don't know what does. That was power, literally.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
That's crazy.
It was. And them people that's going to jail, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're going to go fund me and put something on their books and all that shit. I'm trust me, if it's not going to happen, we should go down there and suggest that shit or something because them motherfuckers are heroes, bro. Like, yeah. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. And them niggas probably do got a little drug spot on the end of Memphis, but they don't give a fuck. They came together on that shit.
Nah, you stupid.
And they put them hands on them folks. And that right there, bro, it show you how much movement we have.
If we work together. But there it is.
But it's some niggas out here saying, man, what was that shit for, man? They should even jumped in there and did
it. Fuck all that.
What the fuck is you talking about?
No, they was kicking dog ass. There was no way that you could stand by and let that shit happen.
Hell no.
So let me say he tossed his hat like a Batman cigarette. We were just talking about that shit, dog. Hell no.
That's probably what it was.
Bro. Get off my dog, man. That nigga said, okay, angry man. I'm white and I think you on bullshit.
No, see, hold on. You misconstruing what I'm saying. I'm not saying the ass whooping was not necessary. I'm saying the initial fight. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I don't have a problem with doing it. If I got to throw them, these motherfuckers are coming.
Yeah.
But if you know me, you know me. Mm-hmm. I try to avoid that shit at all costs anytime.
Yeah.
And it bothers a lot of people that my first reaction is not to knock your motherfucking teeth out your mouth.
Yeah.
But I would rather not do that.
Yeah.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans. And we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind the scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
Look what it's done to our baseball players. Roger Clemens, my man, he can throw a ball 380 miles an hour. Steroids. After 20 years, that's a bad motherfucker. I think there should be a whole new league.
Well, you can have all the steroids you want.
Who cares if you grow another foot? You got three fucking feet? Run, motherfucker. I spent $700 for a basketball game. I don't see a motherfucker fly. Let them all have steroids. Boxing, I want to see somebody knock that motherfucker's head off. I want to see a hockey player eat the fucking puck. I'm going to tell you who needs some steroids. The soccer player. 3 fucking hours. The score is 1-1. Give him some steroids. I want to see the score 115 to 150. I'll pay to see some shit like that. But you need steroids. I'm going to get me some fucking steroids. I want to be able to bang, bang, bang a girl for about 2 years. Knock a motherfucker out. Boom, 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 boom. And give them to the people going over there in Iraq. Give them some steroids. That should have been over. They had steroids. Let's go home. We done killed everybody. Come on.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
911.
What's your emergency?
Yeah, somebody's just broke into my house.
Okay, we'll get a unit over shortly.
Okay, please hurry.
Real quick, can you verify your race for us?
I'm sorry, I'm white. I'm full white.
Okay, can you answer a few questions just to confirm?
Okay.
Okay, how do you feel about Black Lives Matter?
All lives matter.
Nice. Did OJ do it?
Yeah, he did it.
Okay, who's the best boxer in the United States?
Jake Paul.
King of R&B.
Justin Bieber.
Okay, last question. Say ask.
X. Oh, fuck. No. Hey!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Know me, you know me. Because mm-hmm. When I got a motor, once this bitch get to going, it's rolling. It's coming downhill. And don't be upset. What's gonna happen at the end of it?
Yo, I'm on demon time, babe.
He's in demon time.
Yeah,
and Bo said, "Preach, Monk."
No, and like Monk said, I got some homies that got a very fucking short fuse.
Yeah,
they will. I mean, stare at them too long, and they probably would knock your motherfucking teeth down your goddamn throat. Right.
Nah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is the reason why I guess you know a lot of times Kodak used to get on my head about it because he's like, "I'm the reason out the group." I'm the last one to say, y'all sure y'all want to do this?
Yeah.
But when it's go time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not about upset about the ass whooping.
But my thing is, that shit was go time, my baby.
Every time
that was go time. That was go time, baby. That was go time. When that hat motherfucker hit the motherfucking sky, nigga.
That nigga
jumped in that water like Aquaman, nigga. You can't tell me black people can't swim, nigga. That nigga was on that shit and got up and threw them things, nigga. Fucking me.
And threw them things.
Nigga, I'm proud of cuz. I wanna know what his GoFundMe account is. I got 20 for him. I ain't got much, but
he got 20 for him.
I'm the first one to tell you, ass whooping is necessary sometimes.
That ass whooping was necessary.
But my thing is, I just don't hope these motherfuckers get life imprisonment without the possibility of parole.
I mean, first of all,
because of where they're at. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that, but I don't.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Because you know they treat us wrong when it comes to the law anyway. Then you whooped on some of them. Come on.
I mean, I feel that, but shit.
At what point
we even gonna be thinking about that shit?
You sound like, please don't touch the clean white folks, because it's one of them. Fuck them.
Not what I'm.
I understand that you thinking about the consequences, but fuck the consequences when they fucking been shitting on us for fucking years and years and years and years and years. That was some motherfucking shit that had. They deserve that shit from slavery, nigga. Just because they put us in slavery years ago, they deserve that ass whooping on the motherfucking Mississippi, Alabama Bay.
And that's what I'm saying. I
fucking agree with you, man. If you would not stop making it seem like I don't agree with you. God damn,
you're confusing me.
No, you hear you.
Confusing.
You're being a girl right now. You hear what you want to hear, not what I'm saying.
You're confusing me, bro. What are you saying? Say it.
The ass whooping was necessary. I'm going to say it so you can understand it this time.
Okay, do that.
I am just afraid of the consequences that was going to happen to these guys.
Okay.
That's what the fuck I'm saying, man. You hearing what you want to hear, not what I'm saying.
Man, but you was fucking beating around the bush and talking about some, them and all that shit.
You turned into tea and heard the one word you wanted to hear. Right.
Stupid.
That's what you did. You didn't hear everything I said. I said the ass whooping was necessary. I said I just don't want these guys to get fried, is what I'm saying.
Understandable.
And that's all I'm saying.
And
man,
I said I agree with you on that shit. All I'm saying is the shit you were saying before you led up to that bullshit was bullshit to me, because you were talking about something, it was one of them and the fight really wasn't necessary. That shit was necessary.
Okay, but the ass whooping was necessary.
This nigga mad. I think angry.
No, because he would start calling me a girl and tea and shit. Fuck wrong with this nigga.
You heard what you wanted to hear. You jumped in the girl mode.
I heard what
real
you
quick.
Was saying, nigga. And it would sound like some bullshit.
You jumped in girl mode.
Well, call it what you want, nigga.
That's okay, Mark. It happens. I do it sometimes, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Call it what you want. I can flip back and forth. That's why they like me so much.
Yeah, you stupid as hell, dog.
You damn sure can hop the fence because you did on that one.
What is we
talking
about?
Like I said, I feel them, but maybe I did reword it wrong. But no, I agree. But my thing is, I just don't want to. I'm a dog. That's what's really going. That's what. And you in Alabama too, man. That's the thing that's really like, damn, bro.
I think they're gonna be fine.
I hope so. I think they really do.
I mean, all of it. I know shit being on video
except
ain't never mentioned
nobody,
that
nigga
but
with the chair, with the bitch with the chair.
Yeah, hit the motherfucker with the chair. You know what I'm saying, probably gonna be a thing.
Like I said, something that should probably take 24 to 48 hours. You know damn well they probably ain't gonna let the motherfuckers out.
I mean,
24 to 48 hours. They look for a reason to lock a nigga ass.
As long as they get the right representation, because niggas who storm the motherfucking Capitol ain't even in jail no more. So I like they should be. They gonna be fine.
I hope so.
They gonna be fine, though. I mean, it's national. It's beyond national attention, dog. Like, the fucking Daily Mail posted this shit. That's fucking UK some fucking weird, dog. So,
man,
I don't know, dog.
It's time for niggas to wake up and step up, nigga. Fuck you talking about? Like, I mean.
Shout out to B checking in. Yeah, she just said that.
Ooh.
334, what time is it? It's time to wake up and time to represent.
Yeah, well, wake up and step up, nigga.
Man. Now, first of all, too, I want to say this, too. Though. I'm not advocating violence, but I am advocating the unity that was displayed. If ass whooping is part of that unity, then that's just what it is. Mm-hmm. But like that's not the part that I'm advocating. The part I'm advocating is that black people did, and this is what I'm so excited about. And obviously there's going to be consequences, but I am glad that black people weren't just standing around videoing and didn't step in, because we do that so often.
But
dog,
check this out. It would have been worse than that, because it was a lot of them was. Nigga, so much video footage out there, motherfucker. Because a lot of them was standing around there.
Right, just standing around videoing.
Would have been way worse for the white folks if the niggas put their phone in their pocket and go do some shit.
Right. Like, dog. All right, so I'm going to keep it hurting with you. I ain't swimming across the canal.
No, I'm gonna wait for that bitch.
I'm gonna wait for that bitch to die.
Because by the time I get up there, he was young. By the time he got up there, I would've been shit out of love.
He just would've laid down.
Wait, white boy, wait!
Wait, white boy, wait. That shit crazy. But that also show you, dog, like this whole event, bro, it show you how fucked up things have been, dog, because we really
looking at
this as a victory. Mm-hmm. So that just kind of lets you know how fucked up shit's been for us.
One melee
and shit that I spelled it correctly. Now I'll change that at a later date. But like one melee, dog, it's like obviously, you know what this felt like to me, dog? This felt like the that part on Higher Learning when they was all excited for beating dog in them ass and shit. And Q was like, all right, nigga, we won that one, but what about every motherfucking thing else? I felt like that when I watched that shit, dog. I hated it because, like, I didn't want that idea in my head to ruin my excitement and shit. But it kind of did. Like, I heard Q sitting on that couch like, nigga,
won't be now what? It won't cost for nothing.
Exactly.
See, but that's your fault because, first of all, I ain't thinking of it like that in the first place. I just thought about that like, damn, that was a good win. You know what I'm saying? That was a good W. That's like fucking playing football. You won fucking 5 games out the motherfucking 12 you won. That was good football. We won the half shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? But we did get a W on that. And it was a good W. And it was highlights on that W. And they were showing fucking highlights all on TikTok on that motherfucking W, dog. So that was a good W for us. No, that's all I took it as. Because
nah, for sure. I get that.
Because all I see, you know, and that's, you know, through the future. I don't see that shit. That shit was just what that was right there on that bat. We stuck up for our brother, and that was it.
Now, on the back end of it and shit, I'm hopeful that, you know, like you said about the consequences from the law and shit, I'm hopeful that I ain't even going to say balance. I'm just hopeful that it play out the way it should. Like, the motherfuckers who perpetuated the situation should be getting the most, you know, the most time and shit. I need that to happen.
Yeah.
And then I can count it as a whole win. I'm still counting it as a win, though, nigga.
My win was just to see the motherfuckers in handcuffs, because they ain't about to do shit. I just wanted to see the, you know.
At least, play the part.
Yeah, you know, y'all gotta take the off. Walk of shame. Yeah, you gotta take the walk of shame. That was my part because they ain't about to do shit.
You don't think so?
They ain't about to do shit. They gonna be so focused on that nigga with that chair. Because he whacked the fuck out that elbow.
Right.
Bam!
Duh, but
cheers to you, cuz.
Dog, the memes that's been coming up, though, dog, they are fooling, though. You know, we got a mural of Harriet Tubman downtown and shit, dog.
The boat was named Harriet Tubman.
Was it? Yes, oh, fuck, bro. I didn't even realize that.
Yes, bro.
Bro, I did not realize that.
The boat was named Harriet Tubman, bro.
I didn't know that. Yes, but we got a mural downtown with Harriet Tubman, like, she reaching out, like, to help others and shit. So, dog, somebody put that and then, like, photoshopped a chair in that motherfucker, dog. Fucking hilarious. Niggas is crazy. Did I say to the group text, shout out to the niggas in the group text, dog. Send a motherfucking fold up chair with some black Air Force Ones on. Dog. Niggas is fooling, dog. This shit funny, but it ain't funny, dog. Spank said, is the Negroes going to quit murdering each other down there because Montgomery and Birmingham are highest in the country in murders? Hold on, let us have this win first, Spank.
Yeah, Spank, damn, bro.
Let us have this first, dog, before we get back on.
I told you they had drug houses and shit. We knew that. But right. They stood up, though.
Let's hold on to this real quick, dog. Just for a moment, dog.
They stood up for something right, nigga. Like, I know, we know they fucked.
You know? So you know they fucked up.
Hell yeah, because we was, don't get it twisted, nigga. We was in that situation, too, nigga. Dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, Detroit was fucking number one for a long time. Dude. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad we not no more.
No, I'm glad too, but shit, we was there. We was there. That, yeah, sure. You know what I mean? So, I mean, shit. Yeah. We just gotta take our wins when we can get it, man. And our W's, bro. They are.
Damn, even celebrity says, celebrate first. Yeah. Damn, don't kill the vibe.
Like, right? Damn.
Yeah, don't kill the vibe yet, though. Let me ride this one out first.
Let me get that one. Let us get this one, Spank. I know it's another game tomorrow, nigga. Shit.
Right. And it's going to be another nigga getting done wrong. It's going to be another nigga getting shot by the police.
Is gonna be, that shit ain't stopping.
Yeah, it ain't stopping. We know that. Yeah, let me hold on to this one for a little while, dog.
Let's have this one, bro. Yeah.
But it's just the audacity of people who really feel like they got some kind of privilege that other people don't have. Like, at the end of the day, or let me say this. At the end of the day, some security guards are whole-ass niggas. Like, they are. Like, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, too, you know that you doing some stupid shit. Yeah. Just move that motherfucker. Like, you mad that a black nigga told you? Like, I'm curious. I mean, obviously, I think it would have went differently. Like, if it was a white security guard, was this interaction going to be different? You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the case, we don't know. It was a black security guard. This was the reaction, and
that was the outcome.
That was the outcome of the shit, uh-huh. dog. Again, dog. I just don't, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to harp on this shit like it's such a great thing, but like to see people come together,
bro.
It felt good, bro, to me, dog.
I just heard like wrestling bell, like ding ding ding, when that nigga came out with the chair. Just remind me of Stone Cold, the swing of that bitch, like, bing, bitch, you want something? Bing. You want something? Big, 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 big. Now, this shit just reminded me of Stone Cold, bro.
And all of this shit could have been avoided if dog had just moved this shit. Yeah. Fucking savage-ass white people, man. They always talk about us.
Yeah.
They always talk about us, savage-ass white people.
All you gotta do is move, bro.
That was it, dog.
That was some ignorant shit. That was some nigga shit. That was some real nigga shit right there.
Because had it been the other way around and shit, we definitely would have... Like, all right, so had it been the other way around, we'd have still been advocating for ourselves and shit, obviously. But on the back end, we'd have been like, dog, why that nigga didn't just move the motherfucking boat, dog? Like, yeah. If it was a black dude, we'd be like, dog, why the fuck he didn't just move that shit? Now, we'd have fought for the cause once the shit started going down. But in reality, dog, we check ourselves. Like, nigga, why you just didn't move the shit? But that's privilege, man. Yeah. Privilege a motherfucker, dog. Mm-hmm. Make you feel like can't nobody tell you shit.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that shit's like.
Hey, but that shit... That shit look like a bunch of Crips stumping somebody in, though, because they were blue shirts, bro. that one chick had that motherfucking white girl by the hair like, booga, 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 booga. Hey,
but let's not get it twisted. They was kicking his ass, though. That's why niggas had to jump in. They was whooping his ass.
It was 5-on-1. He had the one dude, you know, he took care of the one dude. Yeah. And the other dude just ran up and just jumped on him.
Jumped on his ass, man. Like, that shit was...
Then they started punching.
Yeah, they was kicking his ass. Like, he had stole they fucking sheets from the Klan rally and shit. Mm-hmm. They was whooping his ass. Again, I'm happy, though. Niggas wasn't just standing around recording.
They were.
I'm saying, like, I mean, obviously some were, but I mean, everybody wasn't. Like, because, you know, we just seen video where the nigga would have got damn near stumped to death.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody would have helped him. They'd have just been on their camera phone and shit, so... I don't know. Spank say, are they going to spend their money with that family? Are they going to stop spending their money with that family? Come on, dog. This is what we doing, Stan.
What family? Who is these people? I don't know who their family was.
No, I know in the bigger scheme of things, Spank, I know that it ain't going to be the outcome that we needed to be and shit, but I'm going to roll with this one, dog. This is just like, this is my celebration. When a nigga score a touchdown, but we down by 35.
Right.
I'm still celebrating, even though I know we gonna lose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it, dog. Anyway, dog. So, if you was, and this is what I was thinking of. If you was there, and I use y'all as examples, cause like y'all got whole families and shit. So like, if you was there, Angry Man, I'll start with you. Would you have jumped in to help and shit? If I'm saying in the event that you got your whole family on this fucking boat and shit, like, would you have stepped in to try to help the dude and shit? Or is your family being there kind of go hinder you from kind of getting into that shit?
No, you just got to do it in order. First, you turn around and make sure they're secure.
Gotcha.
You know, put Mrs. Angry in charge, because if you know, you know.
Yeah.
I don't pretty much have to worry about that once I turn my back.
Gotcha.
No, I would have got him off that motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have. But yeah. Like I said, then I'd have just had to deal with the consequences later, because like I said, that's my only issue. I already know they gonna nail these motherfuckers, man.
Yeah. Ask me.
B said the family owns a business or something. That's what
we
talking
about. Wait, so, your turn.
They gonna keep spending money.
No, we can't.
Wait your turn. But no, well, like I said, yeah, my first reaction is going to make sure my family is cool.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, nigga, here I come. Let me make sure they straight.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, because that's your priority.
Yeah, I'm going to yell to them, here I come, man, hold on. But then, got to go in there and get these motherfuckers up off my man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah, I wouldn't have stood there and just watched that. Nah, fuck
that. Because that shit wasn't cool.
Nah, but like I said, my very first knee-jerk reaction would be to make sure that they're straight first.
Yeah. B said, I ain't gonna lie, he tossed that hat up and didn't bust a grape that he needed to be saved.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. he did.
He should have hit my man. I don't know why he's trying to choke him. Hit that bitch.
Trying to restrain the nigga and shit. Trying to do his job.
Yep.
Trying to do his job.
Understandable.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to not to, you know.
But you know what my first reaction would have been? son, watch this. Y'all stay right here.
He said, son, watch this. You dumb as hell.
Son, watch this. Stay right here. I would have looked at my 10-year-old son in his eyeballs and say, stand there and watch this.
Yeah.
And watch these hands go.
Both said, I mean, violence in use of a good cause or a righteous cause. That's for sure. I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was a righteous cause, dog. And, you know, shit, niggas go, there's going to be penalties. I'm just hoping that the penalties are what they're supposed to be for the aggressors. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, had that been us on the other end, shit, niggas have got tear gas. Somebody might have died yesterday. Somebody might have literally got shot by the police if it was us on the other end. And I don't want to, you know, I want to go down that road and shit, but you know it's true.
Because if it was white people, they would have called the police already. The black people weren't calling no police because they didn't want to get them bitches there. Because if it was a bunch of white folks on that bit, the police would have been there.
Yeah.
But they wasn't. Right. Black people because, was there. And they like, fuck them police. We don't need them here.
Yeah. We're going to handle this.
We're going to handle this shit.
Yeah.
And that's what it boiled down to.
I wonder what conversation the whites are having this morning.
I mean, a lot of them saying good job, guys. A lot of them saying good job, guys. Yeah. But it's a lot of them saying, God damn, I wish I was there. I would have helped that brother. Yeah.
my Aryan brother.
Fuck, man.
I mean, we just made every white person Ku Klux Klan the show.
I didn't. I said a lot of them saying good job.
Right,
and a lot of them said.
Some of them probably saying he should have just moved the fucking boat.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally should have. Like, he literally should have just moved the fucking boat, bro.
How they say it, cuz?
Just move the fucking boat.
Move the boat, dude.
Move the fucking boat.
Nah, for real. That shit. Son, let me say, the main white dude owns a convenience store in Selma. Yeah. And that's going to be a thing, yeah. They still going to be. Hopefully they don't. They figure out, you know, where he, because it's got to be other stores in Selma, I'm supposing.
Definitely. Right. At least one more.
Oh, I ain't even see them. He said Fox News comments are beyond racist. I already know that. Sure. I already know. That goes without saying. My man Boyd checking in. What up, though? Intellectually Petty Radio in the building, man. What's the deal? I'll be doing something with him next week.
But it's good that we saw it all with the phones, though. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, they gonna make it seem the way they wanted to, like, make it seem. You know, the media, they don't give a fuck. They gonna make it twisted up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Keep the motherfucking knee on our necks, man.
For sure.
You know what I mean? We need to go move on that. I really want to go move on that other side of Alaska.
What's on the other side of Alaska?
Russia?
Right, that's basically.
No.
Shit.
I want to get over that wall and go live over there on the side of the ice wall, they say that's there.
On the ice wall on the edge of the earth?
Yeah,
shit.
I want to go
on the edge
over,
is flat, motherfucker.
I want to go move over there. Because these motherfuckers over here, bro. Shit, it don't make no sense.
Polar bears end up discriminating against you.
No, it ain't. Probably ain't no discrimination.
Right, because they white.
Ain't no bears over there, bro. It's camels.
Exactly, camels.
Camels, y'all looking at the wrong part.
It's too much fucking cold for camels to be over there.
Man, you crazy as fuck. Do your research.
No, you stupid.
Do your research. Admiral Byrd, do your research.
They say it's some Greenland over there. It's not ice. That's what they say.
Camels be in cold places?
No, they say it's Greenland. Like, it's, you know, hot. That's what they say. Shit, I don't know how true it is.
I'm telling you, bro, you better do your research.
But the research said that was years ago. So who's to say that it's there now, though?
So you don't think they on the other side of that motherfucker, you don't think they progress?
Nah.
Crazy as fuck.
I think
the motherfucking aliens in them over there, bro. You got me.
The aliens in them.
Yeah, they over there, you know what I'm saying, you know, coexisting with each other, bro.
Don't start that shit.
I'm telling you, bro. You better look it up, bro.
Don't start this. I don't want to.
Duh, my man Boy said black people ain't black people like this since the OJ trial. Y'all remember that shit, though? Mm-hmm. Y'all remember where y'all was at when y'all seen the verdict, though? We was in school and shit, though, in the lunchroom. In the lunchroom, always hella loud. Niggas was quiet trying to hear the OJ trial shit, though. We was in lunch, nigga. Well, shit, when you still, yeah, you was still there, right? When was that, 95? Yeah, it was your last year.
I don't think I was in the lunchroom.
Oh, yeah, shit. I just felt like everybody was in lunch at the same time, but obviously not.
I think I was
probably
just turning class or some shit.
But yeah, like, nigga.
TV.
everybody was chilling, nigga, waiting on that verdict, nigga. Shit, OJ free all day, nigga.
Dumbass.
Right. Man. But still, it's fuck OJ. I'm glad. I was excited for the unity, but fuck OJ, man. Other than, you know, his NFL career shit. But OJ on some whole shit. Anyway, dog. Yeah, that was 95. That was a long-ass time ago. It was 95. It was old as hell. Yes, I was in school then and shit. Anyway, look at the time. Motherfuckers, damn. I did just date myself by saying that. 95, yes, I was in high school and shit. Dang, many, many moons ago.
I was in middle school.
Man, please. You
couldn't have been.
Right. There's no way.
I was in middle school. That shit happened, bro.
Dog, you stupid, dog. Anyway, that's it. It's about to be 11 o'clock. We go keep it short after this, though. We just go around the block.
Yeah, that's me, bro. One time old as fuck. I was graduating in 95.
Yeah. Niggas out here. What? Bo said something?
Bo, you was in the lunchroom, too, nigga. Right. What you talking about? You was in the lunchroom with them niggas. I was just in seventh grade.
That nigga said seventh grade. Get the fuck out of here.
Y'all niggas in the lunchroom in high school and shit.
And you know what? This is random as hell, dog. Just because we was talking about high school, this is hella random.
Nigga said y'all stayed in the 1900s. Like, what?
It was 1900s.
I was mad as fuck, but he was, yeah.
Yeah, nigga say. In school. What the fuck ever, dog? Anyway,
Bo was beating on the table, and so y'all was rapping and shit. Y'all was in the right room together.
I was watching Grease, dog. So I had seen Grease before. This is way off subject, I just wanted to say. But I had seen Grease before. And so again, I decided to watch it yesterday because I seen it was on HBO Max or some shit. But there's a part in Grease, dog, that completely fucked me up that I had never noticed before. So at the end, they got the school dance and shit, right? The high school dance or whatever. And it's the one nigga who he a TV personality or some shit. Like, he hosting the dance. And like
the motherfucker did that backwards flip into that crowd,
dog. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But dog, this nigga
was on the hose.
That's not good. This is a grown ass man.
Oh, you just peeped that?
It just registered. Like, so I'm like, this grown ass man.
He had old girl hemmed up.
Had old girl hemmed up. He hitting on all high school bitches. Like, bro,
you just not noticing that?
It's just like the idea. Like, I was watching it before, but watching it yesterday, I was like, dog, he's a fucking creep.
Maybe because
he fucking high school girls.
I noticed that a while ago. Maybe because I watched Grease. Monk, you ever watched Grease while you was high?
No, I nigga,
you gonna, see, and I was high yesterday.
Monk, you gonna? I was high yesterday. Nigga. You gonna be in tears?
The shit funny though.
Grease is funny as fuck.
It's funny as hell. but that part though, yeah, fucked me up. Like, this nigga is fucking peeped little girls, bro.
I've been peeped that.
Fucking Grease.
That's how I knew. That's how I knew what you was talking about.
A fucking pedophile, dog. Oh, yeah. Right, but he said he was a perv. Yes, he was a fucking perv. Like, yeah, I didn't even. That's crazy.
They've been pervs for a long time.
Yes, dog. Yes.
So think about the scene.
And this is a classic film, though.
He really had old girl hemmed up in the corner, nigga.
Dog, to the point where they was calling nigga on the microphone. He didn't even hear him because he was too busy on her shit. Bro, that's crazy.
And then, like fucking I said, Grease. He fucked around and did that backwards flip and came into the screen and shit, nigga.
Shit, niggas. If y'all ain't never watched Grease, dog.
No, since you got me on it.
Smoke you a joint, dog. Watch that shit.
Since you got me on, tell me that nigga Kenicki wasn't fooling at that dance, nigga.
Fucking Kenicki, dog.
Tell me that nigga wasn't fooling at that dance.
Kenicki fooling all the time, though. But fucking, what's the chick that led the Pink Ladies? Rizzo?
Yeah.
Dog. All of these motherfuckers, though. These was some grown ass niggas in high school. Like, these niggas was in gangs, nigga, drinking, smoking, at lunchtime in the bleachers, nigga. Like, right, where the fuck is they getting away with this shit at?
What?
Shout out to the T-Birds.
What the fuck is you talking about? Is you serious?
During school, nigga.
Man, is you serious?
Yeah, I'm fucking serious.
Man, you know the shit you did, I done did during school, nigga.
Yeah, during school, nigga.
Yeah, I guess.
On the bleachers, lunchtime, nigga.
I guess your shit wasn't like
and,
that.
And it's just some funny shit I'm looking at.
I went to Osborne. Y'all went to King, so it was kind of different.
Yeah, first of all, I guess I feel it was too fucking far away. Nobody walking all the way down the street. But also, too, though, them niggas was literally at lunch because the girl had the lunch train and shit. Niggas in the corner drinking and smoking and shit. But the football team was practicing during the school day. Mm-hmm. How did that shit work? Like, these niggas out here at 4th hour, nigga, hitting on the motherfucking field, nigga.
That nigga say the chicks are cream, nigga. I don't think people listen to the song either.
Nah, shout out to Grease, man.
Yeah, that shit funny as fuck.
Y'all niggas gotta watch Grease, man. My man Bo say you up out of here, dog. All right, dog, we check you next time.
Man. Yeah, Monk, man. Go home and grow. You will win and watch that shit.
I swear to God, you gonna be fucked up for real.
And when you start paying attention to a lot of the little shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because these motherfuckers was grown as fuck.
Grown as fuck, dog.
Racing, well, like Monk said, but that's it.
Shit happens.
Shit happens in high school.
Them niggas definitely was in a gang and shit, though. Them niggas had gangs and that bitch.
Just because it didn't happen, you know, at our school, don't mean, like he said, don't mean it didn't happen at the barn, nigga.
Yeah, you got different.
Then the girls had to sleep over and shit at our mom's house and shit, just straight boozing and smoking squares, nigga, just in the room. Now, first of all, you can get away with some shit, but nigga, cigarettes smell, nigga. You just go bust a whole pack of squares down in the room and nobody knew you was smoking?
I don't think some of these motherfuckers been smoking since they were 6.
Yeah, not in their room, nigga.
No. What the fuck they have at the they got outside. About 10, 15, they were smoking in their fucking room.
Their parents probably smoked,
yeah,
so they
didn't. So you can't tell. Yeah,
they didn't know that shit.
I don't know. That shit ain't believable, nigga. Anyway, dog, that's it, though. We got way off subject. We'll go around the block one last time, dog, about the motherfucking melee in Montgomery down goes. Correct the spelling on that shit after this. We got a last minute comment, dog. Hit us in the comment box. Angry Man, we're gonna start with you, dog. On our way up out this motherfucker, dog. What's your final sentiments for the peoples, my dog?
Well, you know, do what you can. You know, keep it rolling. But, you know, be careful, man. Once you get behind them, once you be behind, you know, the enemy walls and shit. You know, don't act like you don't know me when we get locked up together.
Right.
Okay, I helped your ass out on the street. Now, when we get in this bitch, you know these Aryan Nation motherfuckers gonna be on our ass. So I don't act like you don't know me then, nigga. But you know, hey, that was what's up, man. They did what the fuck they had to do. Mm-hmm. But like Monk said, I probably reworded it earlier. I'm just concerned about the consequences and the punishment. Yeah. I just hope it don't just be over the fucking top.
Yeah, nothing.
You know what I mean? Okay, it was a fight. 24 hours, let the motherfuckers go on about their business, let them pay their fine, and keep it moving.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I'm not trying to see these motherfuckers, man, just because, then it's going to show, you know, to piggyback off Mom was saying, it's going to show how much they really hate us if they nail them to the cross just for having a little simple fight.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, you took your ass whooping, and okay, leave it alone.
Right.
You know, give them their little punishment, because something is going to happen. Like I said, give them a fine or something.
Right.
You know, 24 hours, you know, the basic punishment.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see that shit go over the top.
Nah, for
they
sure.
Did what they did what the fuck they had to do, though. Now, that they did do.
Said that happened.
Oh, that part.
Yeah. Right.
That part happened.
Right.
I mean, don't just be too upset because you got your ass whooped.
Yeah, no, that's it. Bottom line on that one.
Yeah, just don't be too mad about it. We've been getting our ass whooped for a long time, and y'all been telling us to deal with it.
Very, very, very long time.
Turn the other cheek.
Right. And then get beat in that one.
Mm-hmm. What do you say? Turn your other cheek and I'll break your whole chin. Hell no. But yeah, so no, that's what I'm talking about. You know, like you said, we came together, we handled our BI.
Yeah.
But like I said, now we happy about that fight.
Mm.
Now we got to worry about this next one and what's going to happen to these guys.
Or at least attempt to put up a fight.
Yeah, I see both sides of it.
Yeah, and see what happened to these guys now. If they still alive, if they ain't hung them motherfuckers from somewhere. I would like to see them, make sure they okay.
Make sure they straight. No, for sure, because it is Alabama.
Yeah, pull a Malcolm X and walk up to the motherfucking hospital or the prison. We want to see Brother Johnson.
Brother Johnson. Right. No, I feel you, though. For real.
That's the thing that concerns me. It ain't the fact that, you know, like Son Liberty was trying to make it seem like I'm scared of the fight. No, fuck that part. No, that part can happen.
Yeah.
Like I said, the thing that worries me, and yes, I said the word worries me, is when you get these guys behind these motherfucking enemy walls.
Yeah.
That's the part I'm worried about.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Because now.
I dig that, though.
Because the first thing the motherfucker's going to say, all right, niggas, now you outnumbered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, nah, I feel that shit, dog. Money, what you say, bro?
I say, man, I would have said, son, watch daddy hands. Just watch the stance.
Watch me work. Watch me work.
Watch me work. I'm about to jit. How about the jit? Watch it, baby boy. Get some moves out this shit, bro.
Get some moves, dog.
I'm about to go to work, you know what I'm saying? And salute to all the ones that did go to work, you know what I mean? I just want to give y'all praise, you know what I'm saying? And what Angry Man said, man, we got to check on our folks, bro, you know what I'm saying? I know I hate when people say you need to check on your folks. But this time we need to check on our folks, bro. Because, you know what I mean? They did that shit. They was they heroes. You know what I mean? Like,
and other people ain't going to see it that way.
Yeah, and other people ain't going to see it that way. So let's take our W and start fighting for something else now. You know what I'm saying?
Together.
Like, together. You feel me?
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? As a unit. If we do that shit, you see how much shit we can move, bro. You know what I'm saying? I want to go move to Russia. Well, I don't want to get the fuck out of this bitch, bro.
Why Russia, nigga?
Because, man, they just signed some shit with Africa. They about to kill us, the American dollar. I'm just putting y'all up.
Yeah, I ain't fucking Russia. They can't even beat Ukraine.
That's why they need. Got them African niggas. They went straight. Who they went straight to? Who he went straight to? The brothers. That nigga went straight to the brothers. Like, I need y'all. Kill us American dollar, like, get this shit because they funded this shit for them to fucking be this strong. Bitch, let's go.
It's definitely truth in that.
It's definitely true.
Definitely truth in that.
They fund this bitch for them to be this fucking strong. Fuck American dollar. Let's get that shit. Let's go, brothers. Because Russia was never with the shit in the first place.
Nah, they ain't. And they may seem, the
they
may USSR, seem
Russia. They mean Russia seem so bad. You crazy? They ain't with that fuck shit y'all doing. They telling all secrets. They ain't keeping shit back.
Yeah.
Man, fuck them.
That nigga trying to get us banned. So anyway, let's get up off of Putin.
Let's go with Putin.
Let's get up off of Putin.
I roll with Putin. Fuck it. What you talking about?
This nigga said I roll with Putin. All right, Kanye, relax, my nigga. Relax. I'm
give me a hat.
Yeah, you ain't gonna wear it on this motherfucking show, nigga. Nigga, no camera time, nigga.
Go Putin.
What do you say, Putin for president? Putin.
Right. Shit, he was. While Trump was in here, shit, he was the president.
No, you talking about over here.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bring him over here.
You know what I mean? He was. He was running this bitch from over there. All right, we ain't gonna have this conversation now.
You all right.
We ain't doing this shit, dog.
I get where you're going.
Yeah, you get where I'm going. We gonna be quiet, though. Exactly. On that note, Fred, I think what you said is definitely the truth, man. After the aftermath, we definitely do need to keep tabs on these people, see exactly what's going on with them, make sure that the law is being the actual law and not the Alabama law. You know what I'm saying? But also too, it's just it was a great show of unity, dog. And unfortunately, it had to be in the form of violence. But I do respect the fact that enough of us put the phones down and actually contributed to the action. I was thankful for that. And in Alabama, I understand that could be a scary thing to do. So, like, I think that was brave of people to even go this far. And it's not, again, we talking about it here, and you know, we right here in the United States, but, like, there's already been foreign news joints showing this shit. Like, so this has got international attention. Mm-hmm. So it's a great show of unity, dog. Don't be out here just beating up motherfuckers. Like, make it make sense, niggas. All right? Please. Like, don't. Make it make sense, niggas. That's all I'm saying. Please. Don't be out here on all bullshit.
Don't be niggering,
dog. But, like, that good unity, dog. At some point, if we could really come together like that. I know what he said, that there's no way in hell. But at some point, maybe we will. Let's just get that shit together, dog. Be some better human beings, dog. Shout out to my people down in Alabama, dog. Be careful. That's all I gotta say, because shit gonna get probably a little realer out there for y'all and shit that is already real.
Ain't no problem.
All right.
Oh, y'all come over with me on the other side of the ice cap.
Ain't no problem.
Right, ain't no problem. On that note, dog, we about to get up out of here.
All guys, all black folks, man. Hey, put yourself on the curfew, nigga.
Right. Put yourself on the curfew. Damn.
Don't be outside after 10, nigga.
I don't know, meet some aliens. They might be cool as fuck.
Duh, you dumb. It is Monday, man. Make sure you check out my man's Mr. Oh Yeah over at the Good Vibes Lounge, dog, on Harper Avenue near Cashew, maybe. Over there on Harper. Y'all know where's that, dog. Good Vibes Lounge, dog. Shout out to my man's Mr. Oh Yeah. Got the live entertainment over there from 6 until 12 tonight, dog. Make sure you pull up on the game. Shit, I think that's it. We'll be back next week. Once a week, it should be kind of weird, but It's cool. Thank y'all for joining us and shit. Don't forget, if you're checking us out for the first time or if this is the millionth time, make sure you like, share, and subscribe, dog. Make sure you do that for us. Also, Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey Podcast will be back Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on EverybodyLovesBBW.com. Check out a new episode then. Something else. Shine vs. Everybody podcast tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Detroit legend, Big Herc. Make sure you check out that interview, dog, dropping tomorrow at 8 p.m. eblockradio.com, man. Check us out. That's it, dog. We'll go get the fuck up out of here. We'll see y'all in a week. But whatever you go do, dog, make sure that you do at least try to arrive alive, dog. Till the next time, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Y'all be careful down there.
Come on, man. Moke Money holding it down.
Man, you already know.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Rhythm.
Peace out, y'all.
What'd you say? Roll Tide.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
The E-Block Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.